Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about white man from town, you racist. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well, are kicking ass. I woke up this morning and there's more shenanigans. Yeah, it was like, meh, and now all this bullshit. Yes, friends, especially with you white boys. Why the hell do you let all these stupid negroids and fucking minorities tell you that you're racist? Shit, in my opinion, I think you did more than enough. Yeah, all these fucking minorities leave the white man alone. Why? Because look what you guys are doing. You're making them do fucking all kinds of shit. Yeah, you're making them cut their dicks off or fucking fuck fucking people outside of their race and all kinds of shit. Why? Because of white guilt. Stop being guilty for shit you didn't even do. Yes, remember friends, it wasn't the white people that were doing slavery. It was other people with big noses and they wear small hats. So, yeah, just because they look white doesn't mean that they are white. Yeah, they're only white when something bad happens. Or whatever. Anyways, let's continue. Yeah, here's this fucking half-breed nigger bitch. Yeah, I'm assuming she has white in her, cause look at her. Yeah, she's a mixed bitch and she's talking shit to a white boy she went on a date. Yeah, white boy. I don't know why white boy's messing with this shit. Why are you slumming? She's not that great looking, in my opinion, but whatever, I guess beggars can't be choosers, right? Well, let's see what this fucking half-breed monkey has to say, right?
I just walked out of a date.
You wanna know why?
Why? Did you walk out because the guy recognized you from the cartoon regular show? You didn't want all that fucking publicity show? Yeah. So, fuck you, you nigger bitch. You are ugly. You have nice titties though, but fucking hey, I could tell you're a part monkey. Anyways, let's continue.
Of course you do. Because what else do you want to hear about? Oh no.
Fuck you, narcissistic bitch. Who you think you're talking to, motherfucker? I am a fucking gigglomaniac. Yes, I am your god. And you talking your stupid shit. You got blessed with a white man. And look at you. You're fucking ugly. What's up with that short hair? No, you're gross. You look like Apu from fucking Aladdin. You filthy little monkey. Yes, whoever fucked a nigger in your fucking bloodline is a fucking retard. And hopefully you're rotting in hell. But of course they don't because look at the fucking society, how it's being run, so enjoy.
Tuesday afternoon. Happy Black History Month, by the way.
Yeah, fuck fucking Black History Month. You need a whole fucking month to celebrate these fucking niggers? Why? They don't do shit. All they do is fucking crime, fucking spinner caps, and they drink fucking malt liquor. What kind of accomplishments are those? Nothing, I tell you. Then they say, oh no, niggers invented peanut butter and super soakers. Oh, wow, wow. So you got a super soaker, so when it's hot, you get to cool me down. Ooh, peanut butter, At least peanut butter is more delicious than fucking your stupid chitlins and fucking bullshit. Fucking niggers, you do nothing for society besides destroy it. But let's continue.
So basically, we were talking about racism. Yes, he's a white man.
Well, that's one of the reasons why you shouldn't date people outside of your race, because it's a totally different culture. Yes, you think white people and black people are gonna be fucking all kumbaya? No, if it's not master and slave, it's not gonna work. Yes, they do that fucking race play. That's some weird fucking shit. Hey, whatever. You want to play with your fucking pet monkey? Enjoy.
He was telling me about how he has a bunch of black friends and they don't really bring up racism.
Yes, correct. Racism is bullshit. It's a bunch of weak fucking people complaining that they fucking suck at life. Well, it's not fucking the world's fault that we're born a nigger or fucking whatever shit. You're born what you are born. Those are the cards that you're played with, that you're dealt with. So fucking play them. Yeah, you're for a nigger, you're not that fucking disgusting. Yeah, you can find somebody to play with you, but yeah, you want to keep on doing your bullshit. But whatever. Here you go, fellas. Do you want to date this fucking half-breed nigger bitch? She's right here. Yeah, do you want to fuck this bitch? Well, fuck it. Whatever.
And I was like, oh, well, it's likely that they just don't talk about it around you. They don't feel comfortable talking about it with you.
What the fuck? Apparently, you don't know how men work. Yes, us men, we'll be fucking for friends. We'll be bullshitting and talking shit to each other and all kinds of stuff. So what the fuck? When you're homies, you're gonna be fucking best buds. You need to be no kinds of shit. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. A good friend is a good friend, and you should treat them fucking like gold, because finding good friends is really hard. Hell, finding a girlfriend is fucking hard in this day and age, so why deal with fucking psycho-ass bitches? Yeah, you could be dealing with bullshit, you could have yourself a good fucking friend. A great friend is really hard to come by. Just saying. But hell, people don't know how to treat their friends or family or anything. People are just broken fucking creatures, and, well, let's see what happens, right? Let's continue.
Or they don't want to offend you or whatever. Like, it's not that they never talk about it.
This bitch is projecting. She thinks that men are like women. They don't want to step on people's toes, and they're going to be, oh, you go, guy. You're doing good. No, us men, we're fucking cruel. We're going to say, ah, you're fucking dumbass. You fucked up. Ha ha. Yes, that's how men are, but we're just playing with each other. We tease each other, but this bitch doesn't know fucking shit about how men work or hell, how the world works. All she knows how to do is suck a dick. And, I guess it doesn't work that well for her because she's still single. Enjoy.
Or think about it. And he's like, well, I highly doubt that. I think that they just don't really think about it. And I'm like, you can't speak for them.
Neither can you, bitch. You don't know what these guys are thinking. Yeah, but you know, this guy could talk more about his friends because they are friends. Yes, even though they're niggers, they apparently like this white boy. If not, why are they friends? Unless this nigger's like, unless the white boy has like super fucking, he's super rich, and these niggers are trying to get a piece of that action. Yeah, why the hell are you gonna kiss his ass? Unless you guys are actually friends. That's my take on it, but who knows? This nigger apparently knows how niggers think, so let's continue.
You can't speak on their experience. And I said something like, black people that try to deny racism and deny the black experience in order to appeal to white acceptance, you know, we call them coons.
Oh, you call nigger traitors coons? Well, this fucking senator dude's name is fucking Coons. So is he a nigger? Is he a traitor? Oh, I don't know. I really don't know about this guy, but fuck him either way. It's also coon cats. So is that what you're talking about? Oh, man, this nigger bitch is stupid and she is racist, right?
And that's very embarrassing. And he was like, that's racist.
Yes, that is fucking racist, but your nigger brain can't fucking wrap your mind on that shit because you're a fucking black bitch and you think because you're black you can't be racist. How fucking stupid is that? Isn't that a fucking thought fallacy or something? I don't know, but let's continue.
It's like, that's not racist. I'm black, for one. I'm saying about other black people. And he's like, yeah, but that's pretty bad. That's pretty much like...
Yeah, this nigger is pretty fucking racist, but she's too fucking stupid. Well, she is black and she is a woman, so that's a double negative. So yeah, that's gonna cost you some IQ points. And this bitch is trying to do all these mental gymnastics. Gee, I wonder why she's single. Fuck you, bitch. Let's continue.
Me saying that someone with mental disabilities is the R word, but he said the actual word.
You're fucking stupid. You try to go around these fucking words. The word is retarded. Retard. Fucking mongoloid. Stop being fucking stupid, you stupid ass nigger bitch. These people are fucking retarded. Retard, retard, retard. And you're retarded yourself. Fucking use the word, you stupid ass bitch. You're fucking stupid and racist. Fuck you. I'm glad you're not getting no fucking white boy dick. I hope you never get fucking dick and your pussy fucking just calcifies from all the dry fucking pussy. You bitch. Anyways, let's continue.
And I was like, that is not the same thing. And then I said something like, you know, black people can't be racist.
Bullshit. Niggers are super fucking racist. Yes, but no, because they're fucking black, people think they can't be racist. That is so fucking stupid. You people are fucking retarded. Yeah, and then these motherfuckers fucking vote? Yeah, and you wonder why the fucking country is shit? It's because of this. Don't let stupid people fucking vote. But everyone's fucking stupid. Yes, we really need to be doing something about that. But fuck it, we're in this fucking trajectory, so let's see what happens, right? Let's continue.
AKA reverse racism does not exist. And he tried to say, well, I'm educated, I know what racism is.
Yes, there is such a thing as reverse racism. I've seen it fucking with my own eyes. Yeah, people treat white people like shit, but you say, oh, you guys are colonizing, la la la. But yet, if you don't like fucking this country, you should get the fuck out. It was fucking created by white people, so what the fuck? If you don't like it, leave. Just an opinion, but of course you're gonna do whatever the fuck you want, so go eat a dick, right? Let's continue.
And I said, I'm not about to sit here and let a white man tell me what is racist and what is not. I sure did walk my ass right up out of that restaurant, because not today, Satan.
What a fucking stupid nigger bitch. And the funny thing is, a lot of people have this kind of mentality. Not just fucking niggers, but fucking women. Just fucking pretty much everybody. And it's so fucking stupid. But yet, this is the world that we live in. And it's gonna get worse and worse because we listen to these dumb retards. Yes, friends, stop listening to these stupid people. Sooner or later, these people are fucking gonna take us to the land of ruin. Shit, we're already here in the fucking land of ruin because we listen to weak people. Stop listening to these weak people. Get rid of them. They're just fucking fools. Yeah, stop believing all this shit that the future is female, that we need all these minorities, and that we're all just a big happy family. No, we're not. But that's okay. This is what we're doing. So all you gotta do, friend, is get ready for the fucking future because it's gonna be really fucked up. But that's okay, friends. Sooner or later, this thing will get better. Just endure. And you be awesome, friends. Goodbye.
Alabama, though, rumor has it they fornicate with their siblings down here.
Why go across town when you can go across the hall?
Donnie, have you fornicated with a sibling or a cousin?
Aunts, cousins.
Well, I'm speechless. Have you ever slam and jammed a cousin?
Very closely, yes.
Give me some skin, man. My guy.
How about mothers and mothers?
You slammed a mom?
Step ex.
You're a dog.
Yes.
Can you bark for the camera?
Oh.